Well, a very good morning, friends, and welcome to another Technical Thursday with me, Rocky Stevenson, pastor of Benoni Bible Church. It's always such a joy to dig deep into God's Word with you. And as we continue our Bible overview time, walking through all 66 books of the Scriptures and looking at each one's message, the structure and the place of its unfolding story of God's redemption, and what a joy it is. And before we get into today's book, I need to give you a confession. I want to start with a small correction. Last week, if you were listening, you'd remember that I took us through an overview of the book of Ezekiel, and I wonder if any of our listeners picked it up. But in terms of order of writing, I was actually supposed to cover the book of Lamentations, and that just happened to be on the first day of this year that I looked at Ezekiel, was excited about that, thinking, here's the next book that we're looking at, and completely skipped over Lamentations. I think maybe in my own mind, I'd already lumped that together with Jeremiah, because Jeremiah is the author of the book of Lamentations. And also, I've done Lamentations before with you. If you've been listening for a while, you would realize I've done Lamentations in our Wisdom Wednesday series, because that is also still seen as something of wisdom literature in the Old Testament. So I completely skipped over the book of Lamentations. So without all of those excuses and putting all of those excuses behind, please forgive me, we're going back into the book of Lamentations. So I want to get the order right again. I got ahead of myself, and today I want to put things right back into order and give our full attention to this profound and often neglected book. Of course, often neglected on purpose by some, but other times, according to guys like me, neglected by mistake. So let's go back to actually go forward again, and that's to the book of Lamentations. So I want us to set the scene for the book of Lamentations. Lamentations is a collection of five carefully crafted poems written in the aftermath of Jerusalem's destruction in 586 BC. And this is one of the darkest chapters of Israel's history. If I were to preach this book, I would probably preach it in five sermons, because it has five poems. That's the structure of this book. The temple has burned, the walls have been torn down. This is after 586 BC, when Babylon takes all into captivity. The people are exiled or they are killed. The land is emptied, and the city that once bore God's name is reduced to ash and to rubble. And the book stands like a funeral song over the death of a nation. But it's not a song of despair completely. It is a song of truth, of theology, of repentance, and ultimately it is a song of hope in the covenant faithfulness of Yahweh. Even when it would seem at the darkest moment of Israel's history, our God is still faithful, and that's the wonderful reality of the book of Lamentations. I want us to think about the authorship and the date. I alluded to this already in my introduction. Jeremiah is the author of this book. At least that is the earliest Jewish tradition throughout, and as well even the internal evidence of the book of Jeremiah. But Jeremiah remains the most credible and historically established author of the book of Lamentations. Jeremiah was a prophet who had warned for 40 years that judgment was coming unless the people turned from their sin. And he witnessed the fall of Jerusalem with his own eyes. We see this in Jeremiah chapter 39 to 40. And so that's good context for the book of Lamentations, to go and read Jeremiah chapter 39 and Jeremiah chapter 40. It describes him still present in the land after the Babylonians took the city. The tone of Lamentations matches his prophetic voice exactly. There's deep grief, there's clear theology, there's honest confession, and there's unwavering belief in Yahweh's covenant faithfulness. The book must have been written very soon after the destruction of Jerusalem, so sometime around 586 to 585 BC. And while the smoke was still rising from the Temple Mount and the memories of starvation, siege, and massacre were painfully fresh, even for the witness of the eyes, the ears, the nose of Jeremiah. And you know, he would witness all of this with his five senses. Let's look then at the purpose of the book of Lamentations. You know, why did God inspire this marvelous book? Lamentations serves at least three major purposes in biblical theology. Firstly, to declare God's righteous judgment. The writer refuses to blame Babylon alone. Babylon, yes, they came down and they did this, but instead he says openly, Yahweh is righteous, for I have rebelled against his commands. Lamentations 1 verse 18. So the tragedy was not random. It was the consequences of covenant unfaithfulness. to the covenant faithful God. So the book interprets history through the lens of Deuteronomy chapter 28. And that's a good chapter to go and read as well, because you see the curses that God speaks to Israel about if they are to deny him, if they are to ignore him, if they are to turn to idols, where God had warned that if Israel broke his covenant, then devastation would come. So Lamentations is Scripture's testimony that God kept his word. God keeps what he says in his word. Secondly, it serves this purpose, to teach God's people how to lament. Lament is not complaining. Lament is faith inside of pain. It is the act of bringing our grief to God, not away from him. Maybe this morning you're needing to bring your grief to God and not away from God. Lamentation shows us that God welcomes our tears, our confusion, and even our questions, as long as we cry out to him in humility and in truth. Thirdly, it serves to reveal that hope is found only in God's steadfast love. It's remarkable that the clearest words of hope in the entire Old Testament appear in the middle of the darkest book. The loving kindness of Yahweh indeed never ceases. Great is your faithfulness. There we find it. Lamentations 3, verse 22 to 23. The brightest beam of light in the darkest book of the Bible, or in the darkest scene in Israel's history. The judgment of God does not cancel the mercy of God. And maybe that's the message that you need to hear this morning on Let's Talk. The judgment of God does not cancel the mercy of God. Even when God disciplines his people, his covenant love remains. Let's then turn our attention to the literary structure of the book of Lamentations. Again, I mentioned to you already that these are five poems, but there's one message. Lamentations is structured with extraordinary precision. It's not emotional chaos. It is disciplined, intentional poetry. Four of the five poems are acrostic. Now, acrostic poems use all 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and this communicates completeness. This is quite something to think about, that four out of the five follow the whole Hebrew alphabet, basically A to Z in English, but in the Hebrew it's Aleph to Tav. It goes all the way through those 22 letters. So let's walk through each chapter. Chapter 1 is The Lonely City. A devastated Jerusalem is personified as a widow, once full of people, now empty and desolate. And she confesses Yahweh has afflicted her because of the multitude of her transgressions. Lamentations 1 verse 5. So the chapter paints grief, but honest grief. Grief that acknowledges guilt. The city weeps with no comforter, emphasizing her isolation and her shame. Chapter 2 is the day of God's anger. In chapter 1, if chapter 1 focused on the city's grief, then chapter 2 focuses on God's actions inside of that grief. And the poet writes, "The Lord has swallowed up, he has not spared," Lamentation 2 verse 2. "Yahweh has become like an enemy," Lamentations 2 verse 5. And this is not to say that God is unjust, but that the people had placed themselves in a position where God's covenant wrath was executed exactly as he promised. And the chapter ends with a call toward raw, honest prayer. "Pour out your heart like water before the presence of the Lord," Lamentations 2 verse 19. Lament is not passive, it is active. It is faith-filled crying out to God. And maybe that's something that you're called towards this morning, towards a faith-filled crying out to God. In chapter 3, we find hope rises in the darkness. And this is the theological center of the book. It is a triple acrostic with 66 verses. So there's three acrostics right in one chapter. So going all the way from Aleph to Tav, three times, 66 verses, triple acrostic. I don't actually know of any other triple acrostic in all of the scriptures. I must maybe go and have a look. But I think that this is the only time that you have a triple acrostic in all of the scriptures. And that's chapter 3 of Lamentations. There's a single unnamed sufferer, likely Jeremiah, because he speaks very personally. He describes his suffering vividly. He has made my flesh and my skin waste away, verse 4. He has walked me in so I cannot go out, verse 7. And then, into the darkest night, a beam of hope cuts through. This I cause my heart to return, and therefore I have hope, verse 21 of chapter 3. And again, the loving kindness of Yahweh indeed never ceases. Great is your faithfulness, verse 22 to 23. So hope here is not based on the circumstances that he finds himself in. They are still terrible circumstances. It is based on the unchanging character of God. And that, dear friend, is what we need to strive towards looking at, even in the midst of trials that and suffering that we go through. This chapter is also emphasizing repentance. Let us search out and examine our ways and return to Yahweh, verse 40 of chapter 3. Let us lift up our heart and hands towards God in heaven, verse 41. So chapter 3 is the heartbeat of the book of Lamentations. Yes, God judges, but he also restores. Chapter 4, we see the horrors of the siege. In chapter 4, it returns to that national suffering, but with even more vivid detail. We see the starvation, the nursing infant's tongue cleaves to the roof of its mouth for thirst, verse 4. We see the social collapse, the nobles once dressed in fine clothing now look like beggars, verse 5. We see the moral collapse, the hands of compassionate women boil their own children, verse 10 of chapter 4. What a shocking line, but a tragedy in line with Deuteronomy 28 verse 53. If you will reject me, this is what will happen. God told them already about this. We also see leadership failure. This happened because of the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests, verse 14. But the chapter ends with a small but solid glimmer of hope. Your punishment will be completed, O daughters of Zion, verse 22. So the discipline is real, but it does have its limit. It will come to an end. We have then in chapter 5 a prayer for restoration. The final poem abandons the acrostic pattern that we've been seeing all the way through the book of Lamentations, and the form becomes free. 22 verses, but no alphabetic structure. Why? Because the people are now crying out spontaneously to God, not formally. The structured lament gives way to desperate prayer, and that's, I believe, purposeful in the book of Lamentations, because you even have still 22 verses, but no longer acrostic. And also this just crying out, this desperate prayer to God, not worrying about whether or not it fits the Aleph to Tav type of a setup. It's now just crying out to him. And the chapter ends with attention. Restore us to you, O Yahweh, that we may be restored, verse 21. Unless you have utterly rejected us, verse 22. So the final note is intentionally unresolved, leaving us waiting for the restoration that was promised by the prophets, because here they sit in lament. This is going to be 70 years. So what are some of the key themes of Lamentations? As we summarize the theology of Lamentations, there's really four pillars. Firstly, the holiness of God. Secondly, the reality of human sin. Thirdly, the compassion and faithfulness of God. And fourthly, the pathway that we see to repentance. Pain does not destroy faith. It actually produces it. And this fits so marvelously within the storyline of the scriptures. He weeps over Jerusalem, our Lord Jesus, in Luke chapter 19, verse 41. He bears the judgment of God on behalf of sinners, Isaiah 53, verse 4 to 6. He brings the restoration that the people longed for, not to the physical city only, but to the hearts of the men and the women who trust in God. So Lamentations teaches us to weep over sin, to trust God in sorrow, and to cling to his mercies that are new every morning. And Jesus is the grand fulfillment of the book of Lamentations. May the Lord bless you as you think through these thoughts. Amen.